Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Lamed Vav, and we continue with the third parak of Maseches Brachas. And again, we thank the Elman family for sponsoring this Maseches Shiurim. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bichil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rav Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rav Geshen Lipa Bar Le Basriel Ruben, Basha Bas Rav Binyamin Ruben Aleh Mashalom. All the learning should be Leilui Nishmasam. So we continue. Remember, the third parak is all about those who are exempt from Kriya Shema, from Tefillah, from other mitzvahs. That's how the Meiri, we read the Meiri, and there's Akdama to the Perek. The Meiri, before every Perek in Shas, in the Bavali, tells us what the Perek is going to be about. Likes to organize and get us ready. So he says that this Perek is going to be about all of the exemptions. So we start off with Misha Mesu, right, the Onain, and those who are Osik B'mitzvah. We're going to get to that Hashem at the end of today's Daf, expansion, right, women, Nashim Avadim Muktanim, and then we're going to get to those who are not allowed to, right? That's on tomorrow's Daf at Hashem. That's a Bal Keri. So the common denominator, the common thread between all of these are cases where a person is putter or not allowed in a state. What if somebody is not clothed in the mikvah? That's a later Mishnah. So all of those are the topic of this parak as we continue with the issues of Kriya Shema. Remember, the first three prakim of brachas are all about Kriya Shema and related issues, as we've had many related issues. And then the fourth parak gets into tefillah. The fourth and the fifth parak is about tefillah. The sixth parak is about brachas. The seventh parak is about berachas hamazon. The eighth parak is about berachas shevach. I'm sorry, about Beishama Beisilol, Machlokos of Suuda. And the last parak is about berachas shevach and other brachas. So here we go. So cover us amazed. So we're still relating to those who are involved in a levaya. So cover us amazed for chazur. If they bury the dead, and now they're on their way back, and they have the shura, they have where they line up to be menachem the avel. We'll see later on today's daf, Be'ez Hashem, the different stages of history where there were different models for the nichum avelim. So cover us amazed for chazur. Yecholim lahaska v'ligmar. If the people that are going to be part of the shura could go back and finish the Kriya Shema. If they can finish the Kriya Shema before they get there and they start being involved in the mitzvah, so then Yaschilu, so then they should start because they're able to do the mitzvah before Kriya Shema, before they start the next mitzvah. But if they can't say Kriya Shema before they get to the Shura, and then they're going to have to give Nichum when they are in the Shura, in the rows, then they shouldn't start because they have to be part of the Shura. 2 points. Number one, interesting. Usually we have osig b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. We have, if you're involved in a mitzvah already, then you're patur from the other mitzvah. So here, are they involved in the mitzvah? They finish the burial, and they're about to be part of the shura. They're kind of getting ready to be part of the mitzvah, and that already is patur from another mitzvah, because if they do this other mitzvah, then this other mitzvah, the first mitzvah that they're semi-involved in, even though they're not actually involved in yet, that's good enough. They're already involved. Kind of like remember that Rashi in Maseches Sukkah, where the Mishnah talks about holchei drachim and holchei lidvar mitzvah. Even if on a way to do a mitzvah, that could also be putter from Sukkah. Right? Holich Rashi said, lo motorah v'lifto shvuyim. So even if it's an expanded a little definition of osig b'mitzvah, because here you're in between different parts of the mitzvah, but that's already enough that to be putter if you're not going to be able to finish. The Sefer Charid quotes the different opinions from the Bavli. What does it mean, ad shelo yagiyu? How much do you have to be able to finish right before you get to the Shura? So the Charedim quotes, "Im yichol la'atzav ligmar afilu parsha achas, or afilu pasig echad, ad shelo yagiyu la'shura." It doesn't mean you have to finish the whole Kriya Shema, all three parshias. Even if you can finish a section, do that. Do that. So that sounds like, you know, those opinions about what the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema is, the Ramban, first pasig, Rashi, first parsha, but that's in terms of coming back to the Shura. Ha'omed in b'shura, and once those who are standing in the Shura, those who are standing in the Shura, ha'primi in puturim achitzonim chayavim. Those who are on the inner line, so they're pater because of osik b'mitzvah, and they have to do the nichum. Ha'chitzonim, those who are on the outside, which seem to be, you know, there for the covet of the avel, but the avel won't notice, and they won't have to talk as much, and they'll be able to say Kriya Shema without being noticed, so then chayavim, they're chayav in saying they're chayiv in saying Kriya Shema. Good. Tani says the Brisa, emozidas amei samach l'Kriya Shema. They shouldn't start a levaya before, at the time, samach to be, do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is kind of like almost very early in the morning. We're talking about the morning Kriya Shema here. So we're talking about a levaya before sunrise. Right, so they shouldn't start that if they're going to be right. Roes hanoad should not to be mevatel the whole tzibur from kriyishma, even though once the tzibur is involved, the tzibur mitzvah. But if you could, right, that's not called. Interesting, the Gemara seems to say that's not called halanas hames. Waiting a couple of minutes to allow everybody to say kriyishma, that's not called delaying the burial. Right? Not delaying the burial. There are some rishonim that say delaying the burial is only overnight. But generally we try not to delay. But here, if it's going to be mevatel the kriyishma, so we say wait a little bit. LMK hiktimu sha'ach, as long as you do it earlier, so they'll have time to finish it before the time for kriyishma comes. Oimichru sha'ach, so you make it a little later. Kedeshik revis palo, so that you'd be able to say the kriyishma and daven also. It says the Gemara v'chatanin kavur asameis v'chazru. Doesn't it say in our Mishnah, right, that, you know, it doesn't sound like you're going to delay, right? It sounds like you should just go and you determine whether there's going to be time or not. So the Gemara answers tiftor bi'ilein to have in sovereign isbe'ana v'lesbe'ana. That's not my case, but you thought there was going to be time. If you thought there was going to be time and there wasn't time in the end, so then you have to kind of on the spot make the decision of whether you have enough time to finish or not. But l'chadchila, you're not supposed to start the whole process unless you have time to finish it all beforehand. This is Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar. So what about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis? What about doing a Levaya towards the evening time? So the Rama says it's the same. If you look in the Rama, in Yeridah, Shin Nun Ches, in Hilchos Avelus, this is a whole siman about nosei hamita petura mikriyishma. Right, all about those who are involved in levaya. Nosei hamita v'chilufei and bein osam sheim lefnei hamita bein osam shel achrei hamita v'chulu they're patur. And then the Shulchan Aruch says our Gemara ein motziin es hamei samach lekriyishma kol shein shos lotzio lekaver kodem shigias man kriyishma v'mischilu lotzio ein mafsikin kedei lekros. Haga v'yesh lahamti milekaver ashiyuchlu l'sha'er shperes palu rov hakahal. As long as you can determine that most of the tzibur will have daven, the ain chiluk bazeh be kriyish bashal shachar, the kriyish bashal arvis. There's no chiluk, says the Rama. The yesh mekilin bishal arvis hoav v'zmana kol halayla. Some are more mako by night time because you have the whole night. Kriyishma, you have a couple of hours. You have the best time, but you only have a couple of hours. But Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, you have the whole night, so there are those that are more makel when it comes to the Kriyishma of the evening. And there's Dura talks also about that in Simon Ayin Beis. Good. Let's continue a little bit more. Says the Gemara Tani, another Brisa, Ha-Hespid, V'chol Ha-Asukin Be-Hespid, those who are Hespid, and those who are Asuk in the Hespid, those who are there, who are listening to the Hespid, Mafsikin Le-Kriyishma Ve-Mafsikin Le-Tfila. They must be mafsik for kriyashma. They're not involved in the nichum. They should be mafsik for kriyashma and somehow go out a little bit and say kriyashma, but not for tefillah. What's the difference? So the mafarshim explain, if you look in the Maharaf folder, the difference is how much kavana you need. By kriyashma, all you need kavana is for a little bit. You go out for a minute, you come back, you say whatever kriyashma you need, and then you could come back. Tefillah needs more. Like we had earlier, remember the cases of saying kriyashma or tefillah in the tree. Right, there's a difference between the two because tefillah needs much deeper kavana, amida lefnei melech, and longer. Right, so number one, number two, the other difference could be daraisa derabanan, as we have had kriyishma is daraisa. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say kriyishma is daraisa and tefillah is derabanan. The details of tefillah, the times for tefillah, even the Rambam is able to read that, even though he holds the Yesod of tefillah is daraisa. But that's a chiluk. If you're involved in the hesped, so then mafsik lekriyishma ve'masik letefillah. Giving a hesped and being involved in a hesped is a huge mitzvah, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Rishonim already say it, but I'll read it from the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Mem Dalad. That's a simin about hespedim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mitzvah gedola lahasped alameis karaui. It's a huge mitzvah to give words of eulogy. Karaui. So what does karaui mean? That's tricky, right? Appropriate. Umitzvaso sheyarim kolo lomar alav dvarim hamishaber mesalev. It's meant to say things that break the hearts of the listeners. Kedei laharbos bechia. In order to be marbe the crying. Ulahazkir shivcho. And to mention the praise of the person. One's supposed to be emotional and try to connect to people's hearts. One can't exaggerate too much. Ela maskirin midos tovos shabo, but one is allowed to say the midos tovos. One should say the midos tovos of the person umosifin bahem ksas. You're allowed to go a little bit extra. Rak shelo yaflik, not to be totally exaggeration. Why are you allowed to go a little bit extra? Isn't that a little sheker? A little sheker is also not allowed. So the Mefarshim explained because he was the person, as much as you know, he was probably a little even more. It's probably even more, so it's probably not a sheker. It's true. They hid some of their, it's even be, maybe being even davening kafshus a little bit more, but to be totally off the charts of the, it's not even relevant what you're saying in the person's life. So maybe they were one of the lamed vav tzadikim, but okay, but we don't have to, we don't know that. And so that's the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, the hespedim a little bit more. V'im lo ha'yibo midos tovos klal. What if there was no redeeming qualities? Lo yazkir alav. V'chacham v'chasin maskir lam chachmasam v'chesidusam. Find something. He was wise. He was smart. He was, v'chala maskir al mish shalo hayabo klal. O shemosiv lav l'yosem yidai. Al masha hayabo. Gorim ra la'atzma olameis. If you totally say something that's not related to the mace, that's not good for the neshama. It's not good for the neshama. But, so he should try to bring as appropriate and is exacting a little more than exact. A little more than exact. That's the taz here. Kasha. Mali sheker ma'at mali sheker harbe. Right, what's the difference? Lying a little, lying a lot. V'nira lasis tam lazet. The davar mistaverhu. Shekol mi she'osa eza mitzvah kagon stucka v'chayotze bo be'eza shir. Envy it does a mitzvah. B'vadayim hayabali yado davar hatzor aksas yoser. Right, if they had a little bit more, a greater opportunity. V'adelo haya meniach milasos gam oso ashir. They would have done a little more also. Right, somebody asked them for 100 shekels. So somebody asked them for 120, they probably would have done that too. So you can always be a little more assumed that they would have done it. Ki lo haya mashchis ba'avur davar mu'at yoser. V'yalkei nechshav lo ki'ilu aso'o ve'ein kan edus sheker alav. Right, and there's no edus sheker. Then the Taz quotes Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah. We're not there yet. Avodah Zarah. Hames yodea v'shomea kiluso k'mitoch ha'chalom. The mace knows about the hespedim as if it's in a dream. V'kal she'omrim b'fanav yodea ad she'yistom ha'golel. Before the kfura takes place. Right, we had earlier already in the Masechta about do the Mesim know? Right, a machlokas discussion between the Amorim. Do the Mesim know what's going on? Parallel Gemara in the Bavli. But here, at least before Yistom Agola, before Kvura, seems to be more involved. More involved. Okay, so that's in terms of Espedin. So that's what the Gemara says here in the Brisa, that Hesed v'chalasukin v'hesved try to run after Kriyashma, but not for Tfila. Maisa haya v'psikur abosein al Kriyashma v'la Tfila. There was a story that they stopped even for Kriyashma and for Tfila. V'ataninen imicholom mahaschil v'ligmar. Right, so don't we see that from there that there is a p'tur? So what do you mean, mafsikin l'kriyashma? We saw that if you're involved in the Lahaskel v'ligmar, if you're involved in the Shura, then you don't have to stop. So how does this say mafsikin? Masnisa b'yom arishon umadatani tana b'yom sheni. Interesting. Chilik not quoted by all halacha l'maisa. Maybe there's a difference. On the first day, which is the ikker, the language of the Rosh Sirlio, the ikker marirus, the ikker bitterness, that the person really needs you there. Maybe you can't be missing for a second. Then there's a patur. Not even to run out. But the other days where a person is a little more comforted, or at least moving on, not the first day, Achrisa Kiyomar, so then one would not have the Ptur, and one should try to say Kriyashma. Period. So we're talking about the issues of Osek B'mitzvah, just to mention important Shita. I don't know if we mentioned this in the Shirim, but it's an important marker, the Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, in the beginning of the second parak of Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says there, if you remember, that we're not supposed to try to evaluate mitzvahs. We're not supposed to evaluate. Havizar b'mitzvah kala kavachamura. Right? We're supposed to be careful in mitzvahs kalas and mitzvahs chamuras. She'ena teyodeh matan schar and shal mitzvahs, because you don't know the schar of the mitzvahs. You have to be careful in all mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, this principle of taking every mitzvah seriously and equally and not evaluating and choosing one over the other, that is the base, 2 points, says the Rambam. That, number one, is the basis for various halachos, including Osek B'mitzvah, Pata Mana Mitzvah. Because if we didn't have this principle of Havei Zari Mitzvah Kalakavachamura, then we would choose. We'd be involved in a mitzvah, but then another mitzvah would come along and we would say, well, that mitzvah is so much better and so much more important. So I'm going to stop doing mitzvah one and do mitzvah two. Says the Rambam, no. The basis for this principle that we're talking about here of Oseg B'mitzvah, Kriyash Meskabal Zomalcha Shemayim. Okay, I'm doing chesed for somebody. I'm giving them Nichum Avelim. But who says I shouldn't stop for Kriyashma? Kriyashma is so defining. It's Kabal Zomalcha Shemayim. So says the Rambam, that's the Yesod. The Yisod of Oseg B'mitzvah is this Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Havizar B'mitzvah Kala Kavachamura. Mitzvahs say, Lo pirish tzchar kolachas mehen, mashu lefnei Hashem, kedei sheneida mahim chamuras mahim lamata bimenu. Elatziva lakayim davar ploni vedvar ploni, v'lo hodia tzchar eze mehem yoser gadol lefnei Hashem. Lefichach, roi l'shtaldo en kulam. You have to focus on all of them. V'al ha-yisod hazeh amru ha-oseg b'mitzvah, patar mena mitzvah. And this Mishnah is the basis for our principle. Lo havchana bein ha-mitzvah shu osig ba la-mitzvah ha-overes u-lefichach. And that's why also, ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Right, that principle. Klamrim nizdamin l'chasiyas ha-mitzvah al-tavar me'aleha v'tanichena k'dei lasos mitzvah acheres. Don't let one mitzvah pass by. V'yomar acharkach. L'chulu, and he continues. That's an important Rambam. The other part of the Rambam is that it only applies by aseis, not by los aseis. Right, Einat Yodea, well, we do know Yodea. The difference between Los Aseis, there's Chayve Pitel Asei, and Chayve Malkus, and Chayve Misa Bidei Shamayim, and Kares, and Dal Misas Bezdin. So by Los Aseis, we do Yodea Matan Schar Shal Mitzvahs. And if we have a choice of whether to violate one of two Averis, we do the lesser one. The Gemara Mesechas Yuma, Machilin Oso Akal Akal. If we have to give something not kosher to somebody who's dying, it's better to give the less not kosher item. Right, the less chamor. So again, this that's an important Rambam, those two comments on the Mishnah, but one of them having to do with Oseik b'mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Avduma, Zeshu nichnas lebeis haknesses, umatzon omdin umispalin. Somebody goes into shul and comes late, and they're davening already. So does he start Shmona Esrei before the tzibur gets up to something? Right, what does he have to try to estimate to see what the tzibur will be up to before he starts, let's say, the silent Shmona Esrei? So the Yerushalmi is different than the Bavli. Im yodea hu shumaskel v'gomer atchli yaskel shli atzibur k'dei lanos acharav amein. As long as he can say amein, he'll finish early enough so he'll be able to say amein, which amein we'll see in a minute. Then he can start already. If he's going to start, and then because he's going to start, he's going to miss the Amen, because he's going to be in the middle of the quiet Shmona Esrei, don't start yet. Which Amen are we talking about? Right, two different, two of the more important Amens in Tefillah, or the two most important Amens in Chazaras HaShatz. So if you could finish before they get to that, then you'll be able to answer those two Amens, great, then you can start, if not, not. Amar Pinchas v'lo pligir, Pinchas says there's really no argument here. Manda Amar, Manda Mar, ba'amin shalakel HaKadosh b'Shabbos. He's talking about a Shabbos where there is no Shomei Tefillah. So that's the Amen that you go by. Umanda Amar b'Shomei Tefillah b'chol. And Amen Asher Tefillah, that's the one talking about on Chol. If you look in the Gemara in Bavli, on Daf Chaf Aleph, there's different opinions there, right? That's about Kedusha, right? The Gemara says there, HaNichras Lebeis HaKnesses U'mat HaZibar M'Shem Yispalin Im Yachol HaHaskav L'Gemar Ad Shalogi HaShatz L'modim, one opinion, Yispalo V'Vava Yispalo Or Bishua Ben Levi Im Yachol HaHaskav L'Gemar Ad Shalogi HaShatz L'Kedusha Yispalel V'Vava Yispalo. Right, the Machlokes, 2 days in the Bavli, Kedusha or Modim, Yushalmi, Hakel HaKadosh, which is close to Kedusha, right, or Shomei Tefillah. Tosfos there discusses, why, Tosfos there in Brachas, Chaf Aleph, V'tayma lefish etzorach lasuach imatzibur, because, why by lashuach, right, why Modim, according to this opinion, because you gotta bow down with the Zibur. So you don't want to be a kofer and not bow down. Shalom yirik a kofer, b'mishat tzibur mishnachvin lo. V'udinami megila modim, k'shashliach tzibur yagila modim. The shaper dummy, right? Also works, says Tosfos, if you get to your private modim when they're getting up to their public modim, because then you're going to bow anyway. And therefore, that's the potential problem. T'kivashu mishnachvim chaveiro, that's fine. Aval eina gemara psikole, ki hagavna. But the gemara doesn't, you know, you're going to time it exactly. So the gemara just says, you're not going to get to modim. So then, it's not good. Aval einira, t'mishum modim d'rabana nakat hachi. It doesn't appear that, you know, the point is not that to bow with them, but you're supposed to say modim d'rabana with them. Shem mitzvah la'anos. Shezelo matzino lo ikr b'gemara. Because that's not, we have these modem drabanans we had earlier in the Gemara, but this idea that if you don't say modem with the tzibur, that it'll be kofar, kfira, that is different. For Rabbeinu Tam ayaragil, I'm still reading Tosfos, k'shayim ispalo b'yachid, k'shachazin magil amodem, ayakorea makal, below amira klal. Right, Rabbeinu Tam, it's clear that they didn't wait for him. Right, if he's in the middle of the silent Shmon Esrei, and the tzibur got up to modem, he would bow with them, not say a word, but he would still bow with them. As long as, v'davka be'emsa bracha. As long as he's not at the end of one of the brachas, because then that would be a violation of bowing at the end of a bracha, where Chazal didn't tell you to bend. Aval b'sof bracha lo, dar melech haman, osur lushkos b'sof kol bracha bracha. Right, only the Kohen Gadol, only the Melech has those rules. Mi'ul l'chad chila ein la'asos kein. Good, important comments in Tosfos. Then that Tosfos on Chafal Hameiz and Brachas also appears in Rishonim, in Sukkah Lamaches, talk about, and what happens if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei and then they get up to Kedusha? What do you do? What if you didn't time it properly, or you just have a longer Shmon Esrei every day? So that's the three Shitas in the Rishonim, what you should do. Tosfos says, just keep going. Tosfos says, keep going. What are you supposed to do? Well, you're supposed to stop and listen? That's as if you'll be talking in the middle of Shmon Esrei. You can't do that. So Tosfos says, keep going. And Rashi says, we pass on like Rashi. Rashi in Sukkah, but Tosfos quotes it here. Rashi says, no, stop and listen, and you could have your cake and eat it too. It's Shomea Ka'one Anav Ki'ilu, as if you're saying Kedusha, but it's not enough to be called a Hefsik, which is the beautiful lumdis about Shomea Ka'one. Is it mamish like you're saying it, Tosfos, and that's why you can't stop? Or is it, it's like you're saying it, but it's not exactly like you're saying it? And therefore, you could get the credit and not be called a Hefsik either. So that's the in terms of a couple of these opinions. Good. Again, there's a lot to say about Chazaras HaShatz. Let's see if there's any time a little bit later. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, HaPnimiyim Pturim, getting back to what it said in the Mishnah, the inner ones that are standing there are Pater, because they have to be involved in the Nichum, and the outer ones are Chayev. Tani, Reb Yehuda Omer, Hayakulam, Shura Achaz, what if they're all in one row? So it depends. Ha'omdim mishum kavod chayavin. Those who are there mishum kavod chayavin. What does mishum kavod mean? Says the Charedim. Machbas kavod. Shar ha'am haba'im l'nachma. Meaning, let's just do the next line for a second. Mishum kavod chayavin, mishum avel peturin. If they're there mishum avel, which he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat here. He says, mishum avel means relatives. If you're there for the relatives, then you're pater. You're very involved in the nichum, and therefore you're not going to have a second. But if you're there mishum kavod, the other people that come on achmo, they're a little more secondary. Maybe they're not as noticeable to the avel at the time. So then they'll be able to say kriyashma. If you look in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky here, he has a different shot. He says, "Mishum kavod chayavin she'ena machavnim lemitzvas tanchumin ela ba'in mishum kvodam shel ha'avelim." They didn't come dafka to do nichum, but they came to give kavod for the avelim. Exactly sure what the chilek is. If you're coming, I guess just to show them kavod, but lav dafka to make them feel good. Maybe you don't know them so well. But, you know, the more people that are there, you know that you're going to give them kavod. So, mishum kavod, they should say kriyashma. But if you're there, mishum avel, l'nachim avelim, so that's different. If you look in the Bavli, where this parallel comes up, it has a different chilek, not mishum kavod or mishum avel. If you're ba'im machmas avel, then you're pater, but machmas atzman chayavin. What's machmas atzman for themselves? Rashi says there, if they came because they wanted what's nowadays the jargon, they wanted to see the hawk, they wanted to see what was going on. They just saw a big crowd, so they came by to see the big crowd. They wanted to see it. That's Rashi. V'lo machmas kavod ela shabobal anachim ela liros es hamaora. They came to see what was going on. So then you don't have any p'tur. You don't have any p'tur in that case. That's the chilek in brachas you test in the Bavli. Okay, continuing. Yardu l'saped, right? If they went down to give the hesped haroan p'nim p'turim v'she'inim haroan p'nim chayavin. The inner ones are p'tur because they can see their face. And again, that would be if you're busy saying kriyashma while the avil needs nichum, that's not going to make him feel good, and therefore osik b'mitzvah v'she'inim haroan p'nim chayavin. By the way, all of these chilukim. It's clear that if there's a possibility to do the other mitzvah, then you have to do the other mitzvah. Right? There is a machlokas. There is a deya in the Ran in Sukkah, which is a surprising deya. You have to know how to understand it. But there the Ran seems to say that osik b'mitzvah pater b'mitzvah applies even if efshar l'kayim shnehem. Even if you're able to do both, there's a p'tur. That's the alumnus is that there's a hafkas ha'achiv. Right, and therefore, you don't even have to try to do two. We don't paskin that way. We'll paskin like the pashup shot of the Gemara and this Gemara, that any time there's any type of flexibility, you're on the outer circle, you're not related, at any time there's a little flexibility of doing the mitzvah, doing the kriyashma, then one would have to say kriyashma. Okay, continuing. Havi hada detaninan, that which we learned. Ha'omdim b'shura p'nimim b'turim b'chitzonim chayavim. That which we learned, that they stood in the shura. There's the inner one and the outer ones. Meaning, though the brisa that describes that those that were giving the nichum stood, and the avelim walked by them. We skip the next two words in the girsa of the charedim. Had the tani, and also the brisa that teaches us. Ha'omdim mishim kavod chayavim mishim ava b'turin. Both of these brisas, which reflect the idea that the menachamim, those that are giving comfort, are the ones that are standing, and the avelim are passing through, Mishnah Rishona. That was the original minhag. That was the older minhag that was done. But, v'hai t'tanin t'aman, that which we learned later, whiz later, way back in Masechah Sanhedrin, the Mishnah Sanhedrin, remember the Mishnah is the beginning of the second paragraph of Sanhedrin, the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, sitting Shiva, paying a Shiva call. So there, ukshimenachim asacherim, there it's pretty clear that the Avelim are standing and the comforters are walking past. So at different stages of the minhag, shu menachim esachirim, when the Kohen Gadol, I think it is, goes to be menachim others, derek halam ovrim zechar zeh, the am follows one after another, v'hamemuneh, and the appointed one that's with the Kohen Gadol, he's like his bodyguard, mimatzo beino levein ha'am, is between him, the Kohen Gadol, and the people, mishnah achrona, that's a later version, the later minhag. So originally they had the mourners pass by, and later on they had the mourners stand and the others pass by. What changed? Amar Rabbi Chanina, Barishona, Hayu Mishpachos Omdos V'Avelim over. And originally the family stood and the Avelim passed by. Misharabas Tachros B'Tziporin, when there was a fight in Tziporin. What? Fights? Mamish, it's like, think about that. At a time of Nichum Avelim, they're like competing who's going to stand where and who's going to go first and who's going to go second. So when the Tacharus, when the fighting in Zipporin happened between the Menachemim and all these families that said, I want to go first, I want to go first, they said, you know what? Let the Menachemim stand. Let the Menachemim stand and the Avelim will go past. They won't be front, they won't be back, they won't be first, they won't be last. They'll just stand and Avelim will go past. His kin, Reb Yosi ben Chalafta, Shia Mishpachos Overs V'Avelim Omdim. The families will go past and Avelim will stand up. Amar Shimon Pitos Fata Chazra Adram Liyoshna. But then they changed it back. They realized that maybe people over time realized this wasn't the place to have fights and worry about COVID. And that's why even Bizman Azet, right, well, we have a Shura. We have the Shura that it's the Menachemim that stand and the Avelim walk through. There's a chazal that says that hopefully our heads are in the right place at the time of Levaya, but there are also chazals that say that, you know, you have to be worried about the Yetzer Hara even at a time of a Levaya. But here we see, you know, kina is very difficult to root out totally. So therefore, the chazal had to make a takana, but then they went back to what it was. Let's just read the Mishnah. Nashim v'avadim uketanim. You can spend many hours on this Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, next Mishnah, getting away from issues of burial and hesped. Women, avadim, eved kenani, this is, and children, peturim mikriyashma and tefillin, are part of from kriyashma, are part of from tefillin, v'chayavin betfilo, b'mzozo v'rechazamazan, and they're chayav in tefillah, as we're going to see, because tefillah is asking bakashas rachamim. Everybody needs rachamim. Ubi mezuzah, mezuzah is a chovas hador, it's not a zman grama, and berchazamazin, we'll see what the chiddush is. Remember the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf had the question of why women might be pturos from Birchas Hamazon. Is it because Bris Mila, and you have to mention Bris Mila in Birchas Hamazon, or is it Eretz Chemda Tovo Rechava? They didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, which Tosfos was bothered by. Neither did the Levim and the Kohanim, and maybe they shouldn't say Birchas Hamazon. But getting back for a moment to the Ketanim, which Ketanim are we talking about? Ketanim are part of Kriya Shema. Machlokes Achronim here about which Ketanim. If you look in the Sefer Charedim, he quotes which Ketanim are we talking about? The Ketanim that were lo higia lechinuch. Those that are very, very young. Because higia lechinuch, of course, you have to give them chinuch. And the Mishnah wouldn't use the Lashon of Pturim. Right? If there's a mitzvah of chinuch on the mitzvah of yila chinuch, and that's what the Gemara says in Sukkah and the Brisa, Daf Membeis, katan hayodeh lishra, once a katan knows how to keep himself clean, he has to wear tefillin, once he knows how to daven, he has to be taught Torah tivalanu. So it's chiv mitzvah. So the Charedim says, the Mishnah wouldn't be talking about, you didn't do lashon haputer, if they were chayv even midrabanan for the mitzvah of chinuch. If you look in the Pnei Moshe says, uktanim, afilu katan sheyila chinuch. Right, even in Kadagila Chinuch, Lo Itila Aviv L'Chanecho B'Kriya Shema. There's no mitzvah for the father to be Mechanechim. Why? Because he's not around. Ain't no Matzu yet slow. Bonus Kriya Shema. What do you mean he's not around? So I'm first to explain, because we're talking about the Daven Masikin. Right? So the average 13-year-old, maybe he's not around with his father. He may be Daven later in school. Maybe he didn't want to wake up so early. Right? So that's what the Rosh Shilio explains. Ain't no Neur Tamid K'shemegiyaz Ma'Kriya Shema Dainu Samach La Neitzachama. Right, so it was hard to get them up for Vasikin. Right now we're working to get them up before Sosma Kriyashma. But Halavai, we should do it, but it was an issue. Whatever was the accepted approach then, and the when they davened, you know, they had a difficulty and getting them at that time. Either way, a lot to talk about with Hashem next time when we get into Nashim Va'avadim Uktanim. Okay, we'll stop here.